They, when they found out what that was, see, it was mine.
Mm.
It was in a rich place, just one to its place. And it had grown up there in a pretty shape and hit dark, and you scared you could make anything in the world out of it. The wind would blow that right over there, like in the road. And they was already scared. A lot of people scared of cemeteries.
Mm.
That's where he found his ghost.
Mm.
Now that's where your ghost come from.
Mm.
Now what I'm telling you, it actually happened.
Mm.
They said it absolutely, a number of them just got scared, but there's now and then a person that gets pretty nervy, but you can't shake anybody.
Mm.
But that wind blowing, it would look just like, and they wanted to believe it anyhow.
Mm.
It was somebody stepping right out of that cemetery. See, it was growing in the cemetery fence.
Mm.
Road coming right down inside the cemetery.
Mm.
Going in through the woods.
Mm.
I mean, big woods.
Mm.
And it looked just like, I didn't see it, and I'm just telling you, I'm giving you this story, and they all got, it was all funny, it was all over. Yeah.
Mm.
Looked just like somebody stepping over that fence, you know.
Mm.
You'd start it, then go and step out in front of you and get you. One bit more certainly is the some other imagination.
Mm. Would you ever hear the old people, when they're talking about ghosts, would they ever use other names? Would they ever call them haunts? Or?
Yes, haints. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine a ghost and a haint is all about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where you might see a lot of haints and haunts and spooks and things like that?
Where would I? You mean where is the place that most people look for it that looks for such as that?
Just any place that anybody, if there were an old house, what would they call that?
Well, if some of them got some haunted houses. I've heard of haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to get somebody to believe that could tell you more about it. In other words, some folks can give you some terrible stories
mm-hmm.
on that. Mm-hmm. What they've heard, what they've seen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after they told it, and after they even said they seen it, I didn't believe it.
What was Christmas like years ago?
Same as it is now when it was further apart.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a kid never did. He thought Christmas never would come.
Yeah.
But it's the same as it is now. Kid gets that, they get so much Christmas now till I imagine that Christmas means more to me than to a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas used to mean more to a kid than it does did the older ones, you see, because.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a tree and things like that?
No, not much. There'd be a few trees now. What they'd have, what they'd call a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see a Christmas tree in a house.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom you'd see a house decorated for Christmas. Now, they had what they called a Christmas tree at the church Christmas Eve night.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the only Christmas tree that would be in that, I imagine, in the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be one at the local school also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be. But not in my first day. No, that's what we're talking about. Not in my day, when I started. There wouldn't be none in the school.
Mm.